Yeah, you're very welcome.
First off, I have to ask about the vote of no confidence in Parliament debate. It seems like quite a lot to take in for us football fans. Could you just give us a bit of an explanation about what it means and how it'll affect us as football fans?
Well, I sit on the Culture, Media and Sport Select Committee, and for quite a few years now, the committee has been looking at the governance of football. So the way in which football clubs are run and the way in which people at the top of the sport actually sort of look after football. Now, as a Huddersfield Town fan, I'm very lucky that my football club is very well run with an excellent chairman, Dean Hoyle. But not every football club is well run, of course. And we know that with some local clubs close to us. And also the actual Football Association itself. It's got quite a sort of old-fashioned, archaic structure. With the FA Council, with many of the sort of county boards on there as well. So it's about looking to put the Football Association in a position to put football clubs first, but that also includes grassroots football clubs, and also making the changes it needs to bring football up to date with the modern day.
Is this one of those as well? Because we've heard quite a lot of FA reforms over a number of years, but not really seen too much develop.
I think a lot of the previous Football Association chief execs and chairmen have been frustrated by the structure. As I say, there's a lot of different voices that actually get a say in any decisions that are made. And although obviously being a member of parliament, I'm all for democracy. Sometimes at some stage, you actually do need a process whereby people can actually make decisions. And sometimes they have to be tough decisions as well. As an England football fan, I'm very frustrated that we've had a very poor recent record at major tournaments. And we also have to make sure as well that football is sustainable for all clubs as well. We know the Premier League is doing well, but we need to make sure that lower league clubs are sustainable. And also we're getting more girls playing football. We've got good quality local pitches for club football. And that we're also looking as well to get more sort of black and Asian and minority ethnic managers into football as well.
Definitely. And of course, as an England fan, I can't put the Iceland game out of my memory just yet, but hopefully we'll be able to at some point. Just as well, I know there's quite a few sort of FIFA rules regarding sort of intervention from governments, and we've seen that being won in the past with different countries. Is that something that affects a debate like this?
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, a lot of people might not realise is that the Football Association, although it generates a lot of its own revenue because of football rights for the England team and the FA Cup, actually gets £30 million of government cash. That's our money, that's taxpayers' money. And obviously that goes into grassroots football. So at the end of the day, the government, the sports minister and the Secretary of State have the sanction to adjust that funding if the FA isn't delivering on its remits to obviously look at football at all different levels, look after grassroots football, encourage more women and more ethnic and diverse people to get involved in football, and of course, you know, deliver a successful England team.
Oh, certainly. And you were just talking about being a Huddersfield Town fan, and I suppose there is actually no time better than to be a Huddersfield Town fan at the moment. It's been a spectacular season, and what an atmosphere, and especially that win over Leeds at the weekend as well. I imagine you're a very happy Huddersfield Town fan at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been watching Town for 30 years. I used to walk to the old Leeds Road ground in the 1980s with my little brother, and there were probably crowds of 5,000 there. But nowadays, the stadium's packed. David Wagner has got us playing a really exciting brand of football. Two cracking wins, actually. Thursday night at home to Brighton, which I went to, and of course the Derby win over Leeds as well. And the place is absolutely buzzing, but it's really exciting football and really amazing team spirit, and I think the whole town has embraced it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And looking, as you said there, just touched upon it in the sort of running of the club and the way that Dean Hall deals with things. I know that the fans are absolutely over the moon with him. And to be fair, you can't point to too many clubs now and say they're a very well-run club. But having a fan in the likes of Dean Hall, doing it the right way, I think it'd be a vindication for the sort of the running of a football club if Huddersfield Town managed to do what seemed the impossible and be in that sort of playoff mix and promotion mix at the end of the season.
Yeah, we're just so lucky to have such a great chairman that first and foremost, as well as being a successful businessman, is a town fan. And I think he's put the club on a sort of sustainable level. We had the superb season ticket deal. 15,000 season tickets were made available at £179 a pop. I bought one of those. And that was a real good, positive start to the season. Got in a great unknown young manager, David Wagner, who had been Jurgen Klopp's assistant at Dortmund, and some very astute moves in the transfer market. Yes, we've got some good loan players, which sometimes people are critical of, but I think that's an important part now of Championship football. But also as well, some real clever little buys and loans from the second division in Germany using the sort of scouting network. But I think it's the way in which the club sort of embraces the whole town. And that ethic has been going on for 5 or 6 years now, along with the Keep It Up campaign, whereby hundreds of fans cycle hundreds of miles every April and May to raise money for the Yorkshire Ambulance and the club's academy. And I did one of those bike rides 4 years ago. We cycled from Huddersfield to Brighton for the last away game of the season. So there's so many elements of the club which is now feeding into success on the pitch.
Now, it seems that the total opposite over with the Huddersfield Giants, to be fair, after the 2016 season. I know quite a few people have said it in the past that sometimes you just can't seem to get Huddersfield Town and Huddersfield Giants both being successful at the same time. But hoping to put 2016 out the way and looking forward to the Super League action coming back once again, Jason.
Yeah, I'm one of those rare beasts. I'm actually a big Giants fan as well. Where I live in Honley, just outside home, first, quite a lot of the rugby league players are my neighbours. In fact, I had Earl Crabtree living just down the road until very, very recently. So I'd see him in the local co-op and after a game and everything. So I'm a big Giants fan as well. Very disappointing last season. But I tell you what, though, the sort of relegation battle and the two sort of final games, including the Salford one at Hull KR, were absolutely gripping watching and viewing as well. I know it's not great if you're the side that goes down, but if you actually managed to stay up on the last game of the season and the Giants had won the week before, it's brilliant as a fan and it's great entertainment. But hopefully now Rick Stone, who came in as coach towards the end of the season and sort of stabilised things at the Giants, he's now had a full pre-season. We've got some new lads in, Paul Clough, Lee Gaskell, Dale Ferguson, Shannon Wakeman from Australia. Hopefully now with a full pre-season, the lads can learn from the mistakes of last year and really push on to that top eight.
Yeah, certainly. And Jason, I just want to pick up on as well, because we're talking about Huddersfield Giants and Huddersfield Town there. Two things they have in common. It's the season ticket deals they ran at the start of the season. Obviously, we know how successful Huddersfield Town's been, £179. The atmosphere's fantastic. We've seen Bradford City doing it for quite some time as well. It'd be fantastic if this was a bigger thing, really, wouldn't it? Because at the end of the day, we're getting the kids through the door at the turnstiles. We're getting them involved in the sport. It'd be fantastic to one day see this as maybe a nationwide thing.
Well, the Giants and Town obviously play at the John Smith Stadium, and surely there's no sense in having a half-full stadium. So, but you've also got to perform on the pitch as well. So Huddersfield Town, we're filling the stadium now because the lads are performing on the pitch. And I think if the Giants, off the back of a good season ticket deal, and again, I bought one of theirs for £100 for the season, £99, have a really good start to the season. You know, the crowds are going to play on Friday nights under the lights. Which I always think a game under the lights is very exciting. The atmosphere is always really, really positive. I think the Giants can kick on as well. But at the end of the day, you can only get people through the turnstiles if the teams are performing on the pitch. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And certainly very interesting times for both clubs. Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytime today.
You're welcome. Take care, mate.